We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Homecoming at the U on a lovely fall day turned out to be a major bummer. Minnesota favored by 31, coming off a big road win at Colorado. Lays a major egg today. They get shocked by Bowling Green 14-10. And Tanner Morgan throws two picks late in the game to seal it. The Gophers lose to Bowling Green today 14-10. And I think folks are still trying to sort out where this ranks all time. Maybe the loss to South Dakota at then TCF Bank Stadium has got to be right up there on the list. There have been some heartbreaking losses in the Big Ten, but those are Big Ten teams. When you look at MAC teams or teams from lesser divisions, non-conference foes, this is a really tough loss. Minnesota falls to 2-2. Andy Greeter covering for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. And Andy, I'm sure it sent people back to the record book saying, where does this one rank all time? But it's way up there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's one of the biggest upsets in the last 40 years of college football. You don't just have to look at the Gophers. When you look at, everyone remembers the App State upset over Michigan at the Big sure. House in 2007. That spread was 31 points, and this was a 31-point spread as well. And so when you look at it, in the last 40 years, this ties that game as the biggest point spread margin to end up in a loss in Big Ten play. So just startling to see, you know, especially coming off what happened last week. It was a dominating performance on the road against a Pac-12 team in Colorado. You come in against a Bowling Green team that has lost 10 straight games to FBS teams, and your passing offense can't do a single thing. They complete five passes. Tanner Morgan throws two interceptions. They have four sacks. They have seven penalties. The defense plays very, very well, only gives up 7 points because P.J. Fleck takes the other 7 points because they weren't able to convert on fourth and one from their own 26 and gave the Falcons a short field. So the defense did its part, but the offense didn't, and the special teams didn't. They missed a field goal. They had multiple penalties on other special teams plays. They muffed a punt. Were lucky to get that back. They could have had another turnover there. It was just a brutal, brutal showing. And on top of all of it, it happens on homecoming.
Oh, and I think when you look at the game in its entirety, the fact that Bowling Green was able to really work over the Minnesota offensive line is shocking to me. That, you know, okay, big play, you know, a pick six or a punt return or a kickoff return for a touchdown, but for them to be all over Tanner Morgan all day today is really what stands out for me.
Yeah, I mean, they brought blitzes. You know, they had an A-gap blitz that got a sack on Tanner Morgan and went right through two highly regarded offensive linemen and John Michael Schmidt and Blaze Andrews. So right between them. They had a corner blitz that got home and in the first half, and then they ran a corner blitz in the second half from the same guy that also got home for another sack. Tanner Morgan was hit when he threw an interception. And, yeah, I mean, the offensive line is looked at as the most experienced unit in the country, and you're struggling against a Bowling Green team that hadn't won an FBS game since November of 2019.
post-game, P.J. Fleck took all the blame, deflects it from the kids, so on and so forth. But yeah. There has got to be a lot of soul-searching among everybody. P.J. Fleck, the assistant coaches, and all the players have to be looking themselves in the mirror and saying, what happened today?
Yeah, I asked him that. I said, was there anything in the last week that foreshadowed the type of performance that happened today? And he said no. He said they had a great week of practice, which I think probably makes things so much more infuriating for them. Oof. That they weren't able to produce, given the fact that there, you know, wasn't a down, you know, they, you know, maybe took Bowling Green lightly, they felt like, or, you know, had a bad day of practice, or there was something else going on. There was none of that, according to PJ. So it just kind of makes it all the more befuddling. And you look at his, he had not lost a non-conference game here at Minnesota. I think he'd won 15 or something like that since he's been here. And that includes, you know, the win over Auburn in the Outback Bowl. So he's taking care of business. It's been by razor-thin margins, if you remember 2019 and how they escaped against South Dakota State and Fresno State and Georgia Southern. But they've been able to get it done. And today, for the first time in PJ's era, they weren't able to get it done in non-conference games. And when you look at the Big Ten games as well, I don't think you can find a worse performance. You know, they didn't score in the last two games of 2017, but that was with, you know, Demaryius Croft at quarterback, and they were having issues just trying to get off the ground under PJ Fleck. So this is probably PJ's worst loss as the Gophers coach.
They need to quickly turn the page. They jump back into the Big Ten schedule on the road at Purdue, and now we'll see what kind of miracles P.J. Fleck can work with the psyche of this team to get some confidence back going on the road in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of see some of those groundwork being laid right away. That, you know, they say everything's still in front of us, right? I mean, they've got goals in the Big Ten West, and you know, you can say, you know, hey, they can still be right there. And you know, Wisconsin didn't look very good today against Notre Dame, and Iowa looks like the front runner. So, I mean, you can see, you know, kind of, hey, we just have to turn the page and move on, and they're going to have to do it quickly. Purdue's playing right now, and it looked like they had a lead over Illinois, and going on the road is always tough, and Purdue's not a very easy place, just given, you know, how difficult it is, just lack of environment to go there and play, and a poor locker room and those kinds of things. Yeah, I mean, you have to turn the page very quickly.
Well, Andy, brutal loss for this program. They fall to Bowling Green 14-10. Just an astonishing loss. My mouth was agape in the fourth quarter, sitting on my couch watching this unfold. I just could not believe it. I still expected in the final couple of minutes for them to go on a drive, get Potts going, get something downfield and win the football game, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose Chris Ottman-Bell to, you know, an ankle injury that he's kind of been dealing with, I think it might be a little bit different this time according to PJ. But, yeah, I mean, he's your number one weapon, and they didn't have any other real, you know, targets in the game. Like I said, they completed five passes. I'd imagine that most high schools last night completed more than five passes in a game. And this has been a problem all season long. The passing game has always been lagging behind the rushing attack, and it's been something like, okay, when is this going to get going? When are they going to, you know, figure out what their issues are with the passing game? And it comes down to protection. It comes down to Tanner Morgan's throws. It comes down to the pass catchers on the other end. It's just all facets. And it looked at it maybe being a thing that they could kind of, you know, work out the kinks, you know, today against Bowling Green as a 31-point favorite. But those issues really came back to bite them because they had to throw the ball late, and it was just disconnecting every single time.
All right, Andy, real quick, your other beat, Minnesota United FC on the road at Houston, coming off an astonishing win over the LA Galaxy at home. This is a Houston team. They need to keep the pedal to the metal, and they need three tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's at home, so that means, you know, it's more points that are important just because of the fact that they're at home, and Houston doesn't have a road win this year, and Houston, you know, had a 15-game losing streak So, you know, it kind of sounds like this game, you know, like everything leading up to it says, you know, it should be a Loons win, just like everything leading up to this said it should be a Gophers win. So we'll see if they're able to produce. You know, they had their first three-goal game of the season last Saturday, and we'll see if they're able to keep that production going forward tonight.
Yeah, they got up to a quick start. It was just tremendous and kept the pedal to the metal and got a very big, much-needed win over a good club in the LA Galaxy. So we'll see what happens there. Andy, always great. Thanks for the time.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right, there he is, Andy Greeter. Covers the Golden Gophers for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. Covers the Loons as well. Once again, home to Houston tonight, 7 o'clock at Allianz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.